Welcome to the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. This is the number one podcast designed for millennial women who want to grow in their knowledge of God so we can all walk in the fullness of our authentic power. I'm your host, Amashala Victoria Wallaby. If you're ready to go on this journey with me, then let's get started. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. How are you all doing today? On today's episode, we're going to be continuing our series on the names of God. And on today's episode, I'm zoning in on Jehovah Shammah. What does that mean? Jehovah Shammah means the Lord is present. The Lord is not a deadbeat dad. No, the Lord is a present father who is always with us. We see this in Matthew chapter 28 verse 20. It says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. We see in Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. We also look at Exodus 33, where the Lord says, and he said, my presence shall go with thee. I will give you rest. Ezekiel 48:35 says, it was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord is there. If we look at John 14:16-17, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. In other words, Jesus was saying he will not leave us as orphans. He will not leave us comfortless. The Lord is present. He's our ever-present help in times of trouble. I don't know about you, but this is just an encouragement to my heart that I'm not doing this life by myself. I am not doing this life trying to figure it out all by myself. That the Lord is present. He is ever, ever present. He's an ever-present help in times of trouble. If we look at Romans 8:9, it says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. This is what tells us that we need to understand that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. He's a present father. He's a good father. He's interested in the affairs of your life, even in the little details. I kid you not. I remember a story. I had a client. The birthday of one of my clients, right? And I wanted to do something special for her, and I invited her over for lunch. But I didn't just want it to be just lunch. I was thinking, okay, what can I also give her, you know, to help? But I'm not very good at giving gifts, right? I would just buy you like a gift card or something, but I didn't want it to be that way. I wanted her to feel, there was something in my spirit that wanted this to feel really special. And I woke up that morning and I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, what am I going to get this lady? What am I going to get this lady as a gift? And I dropped my kids off at school that morning. I'm driving to a different store. And as I'm driving to that store, I hear the Holy Spirit say, turn back. Turn back. And he literally drops the name of another store in my heart. And the Lord says, Kmart, Kmart, Kmart. I was going to a different store. And the Holy Spirit says in my heart, Kmart, 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 Kmart. I heard it like three times. I'm like, okay, okay, what are you saying, Lord? I'm very close by to the other shop where I was going. And this other store that I'm going is not close to the other one. So I turn around and go a different direction in obedience to what I was hearing in my spirit, right? So I drive all the way to Kmart. And as soon as I walk into Kmart, I saw the perfect gift. It was like it was designed just for this client of mine. I couldn't have in a million years known that. So it is good to understand that the Lord is present and he's interested in the little details. Who would have thought that the Lord would have been interested in the gift that I was going to get my client? Like, really? But that taught me that day that God wants to be part of everything that concerns us. Even things like that, where you feel a bit overwhelmed with a gift, the choice of a gift, you can take it to the Lord in prayer because he's present. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's always there waiting, willing to be a part of our lives, even in the mundane things. He's always, always our ever present help in times of trouble. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And if this blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this on your social media platforms. Tag me on Instagram or Facebook, and I will reshare your post. Again, don't be a stranger. Slide into my DMs and say hello. I always love to hear from you. And until the next episode, keep on shining. Okay, family, let's face it. We've all felt pain. We've suffered the losses. You know what it's like to want something so bad, but not see a path to its accomplishment. The question, however, is, do you know how to pick yourself up and move on despite what has happened? This is what I share with you inside of my new book, Good Medicine for the Crushed Spirit, a practical guide to helping you find purpose when adversity strikes. Inside this book, you will find personal stories, relatable biblical tales, and anecdotes that prove you are never alone in your despair. I will inspire you to turn pain, discomfort, disappointment, or setbacks into something positive that works for you. So if you're ready to change your life in meaningful and purposeful ways, get your copy of this book today and let the transformation begin. That concludes today's episode. And if you want to hear more from me, follow me on my Instagram page, which is at VICTOLABI. It's VICTOLABI. You can also follow me on Facebook as well, at VICTOLABI. We also have another podcast called the Academy Podcast that gives you tools and resources to turn vague dreams into blissful realities. You'll find the links to that in our show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to slide in my DMs and say hello. God bless you.